a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Reverend Paul Bly of the Resurrection Lutheran Church here in Pierre, and Callie Dowen of Lemon and Amy Bile of Rosholt, who are two new pages, will be leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. O all-knowing and almighty God, how you love us. In so many ways, it just boggles our minds if we stop to think about it. Help us to love you back with constant prayers and dedicated work. Bless this meeting of our Senate, that these communications and decisions made here will be done well and for the sake of bettering our state and the people who reside in it. Give to these senators wisdom and guidance, patience and compassion, a spirit of truth and integrity as they go about their important work. We pray for all of the employees of this state, for the pages, for the lobbyists, for those who work here at the front desk and those behind the scenes. We pray for the young people who have come to observe this democratic process. Bless them all and protect them. Bless all of our families wherever they may be. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Secretary will call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 14th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new set of pages here that need to take an oath. And so the new pages who have not taken an oath, please come up here and we'll administer that right now. Well, welcome everybody to the South Dakota Senate and those listening online. We have a number of guests here visiting your Senate, your Capitol, and the people representing you. So welcome. We have an honored guest here right above the President's dais here, if she'd please stand. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Courtney Hoagie, correct? Thank you. Courtney Hoagie is the daughter of Martin and Jody Hoagie of White Lake, South Dakota, and she is the 2011 South Dakota 4-H Rodeo Ambassador, and she's a sophomore at Black Hills State University. She will attend various rodeos and functions and 4-H events, representing and benefiting all of the 4-H programs for our state's youth in South Dakota's number one sport. In fact, it's our state sport, rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Courtney Hoagie. Thank you for being here. And also on behalf of Senator Brown, we would like to welcome Gettysburg's senior government class to the South Dakota Senate and their instructor, Keith Scott. Please stand. Where are they? Right up here? And on behalf of Senator Roden, please welcome the Newell senior government class and their instructor, Mr. Phelps. Wow. And please welcome over 150 nurses here today, nursing students and nurses from all over South Dakota. They're in town for the 37th Annual Nurses Day at the Legislature. Please join them tonight for a chili supper starting at 4:45 at the Ramcota. On behalf of the South Dakota Senate, and especially a couple of nurses in the Senate today, Senator Hunoff and me, welcome. Please stand, nurses. Great to have you here. On behalf of Senator Junkie, we have the Wagner government class, their instructor, Joe Kafka. And first term page, is Jacqueline Juffer here? Is she? Wagner, she's from Wagner, the Wagner senior government class, or their government class. Please stand. Wagner here? Okay, we'll just give applause for Junkie. What the heck? And also on behalf of Senator Putnam, I'd like to welcome the senior government class from Corsica High School and their instructor, Mr. Gall. Please stand. Whoa. And from Stickney High School, we have the senior government class and their advisor, Mr. Schrank. On behalf of Senator Valley and all of us, welcome senior government class from Stickney. Please stand. And please welcome all those red shirts in the back there from Yankton, South Dakota. It's Yankton Day. Give it up for Yankton Day on behalf of Senator Hunoff. And my dear friend, Dr. Bean, welcome. Everybody, so that you understand, a doctor donates his whole day to take care of us as doctor of the day. And a true legend, Dr. Bean was the former superintendent of the Human Services Center and dean at USD and has really served South Dakota, and he continues to do this, especially today. Our friend, give it up, please, for Dr. David Bean. Thank you, sir. That's all I had here. Any other personal privileges? Okay, thank you very much. And again, welcome everyone. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 107 and recommends due pass and place on the consent calendar. 81, due pass as amended and place on the consent calendar. 113, due pass as amended and place on the consent calendar. House Bill 1154, due pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 189 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Valley, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 137 and House Bills 1077 and 1094 recommends due pass and place on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 70, due pass as amended, and House Bill 1057, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Schleckaway, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports Senate Bill 142, due pass, 110 and 120 were deferred to the 41st day. Senator Hansen, Chair. State Affairs reports Senate Bill 162 and recommends due pass. 161, due pass as amended. 168, due pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar. 167 and 170, deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Roden, Chair.
Messages from the House, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1029, 1035, 1114, 1116, 1121, 1125, 1171, 1183, 1186, and 1190, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. And also, Mr. President, Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, in which the House has concurred. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk. And House Concurrent Resolution 1005, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested.
Before we go on to motions and resolutions, I'd also like to welcome, they've all arrived here from this side. I know there's some over on the House side, but the Students for a Higher Education Day representatives are here, and they were here last night, and they've been working very hard, not only in this process, but as we talked about the bill last week, dealing with immunity, and they're here, obviously, as part of the Student Federation as well, and the student leaders from our university systems, including our son, Colin. Would you please all stand, please? Welcome. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Rave moves that Senate Bill 71 be deferred to Tuesday, February 7th, the 16th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that Senate Bill 124 be deferred to Tuesday, February 14th, the 21st legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Rave moves that House Bill 1069 be deferred to Tuesday, February 7th, the 16th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, a concurrent resolution urging the United States Postal Service to reconsider the closing of post offices in rural South Dakota. Senator Roden moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, as found on page 258 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Roden, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, I rise today in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2. The purpose of this resolution is to urge the U.S. Postal Service to reconsider their closure of the rural post office in rural South Dakota. In my area of the state, we had several meetings. I think there were four rural post offices within a 50-mile radius of Union Center that were on the table as far as potential closures. You know, as we had those meetings, and I think it's important to remember what we're talking about. This resolution doesn't ask for the status quo. It asks that the Postal Service look at more reasonable, fair options as far as finding resolutions to their budget problems, considering how very, very little they save in the rural areas by closing those post offices relative to the impact they have in those rural communities. I thought it was slightly ironic, the reason given for the main shortage of mail volume and the reason for these closures was because of technology, people doing things over the Internet and emails rather than letters. Well, if you consider that for a moment in the rural area, myself, I do more shopping over the Internet than I ever have, and that amount of shopping on the Internet grows every year. And that's a great benefit in the rural area because it's so far to go in and do our shopping in town. So at a time when they're considering closing these rural post offices, at a time in our history where those post offices and that service to the rural area is more vital than ever. So, ladies and gentlemen, without belaboring the point, I would urge your support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senator Roden's motion? Hearing on the question before the Senate is Senator Roden's motion that SCR 2 is found on page 258 of the Senate Journal be adopted. Those in favor of such adoption will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, you'll please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray. Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters. Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave. Roden.
Aye.
Schleckerway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
No.
Valley.
Aye.
Rave. Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excused 2.
Thank you. Senator Roden's motion that SCR 2 be adopted, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The motion is carried, and SCR 2 is so adopted. Let's go ahead and withdraw that and recall that, please. Madam Secretary, would you please read the roll?
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Thank you. Senator Roden's motion that SCR 2, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and SCR 2 is so adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005, urging Congress to clearly delegate responsibility for the regulation of hydraulic fracturing to the states.
President waives the reading and referral to committee, and we're placing HCR 1005 on the calendar for tomorrow. Consideration of reports of committees, please.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the standing committees on education on Senate Bill 127 as found on page 254 of the Senate Journal, appropriations on Senate Bill 25 as found on page 254 of the Senate Journal, appropriations on Senate Bill 46 as found on page 256 of the Senate Journal, judiciary on Senate Bill 141 as found on page 256 of the Senate Journal, judiciary on Senate Bill 156 as found on page 257 of the Senate Journal, commerce and energy on Senate Bill 99 as found on page 267 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Next item is first reading of House bills. Ladies and gentlemen, especially our students here today, our Constitution requires that these titles be read in open session, even though they're loaded into the computer. And it was done, obviously, because the Constitution went into effect before we had computers and individuals that would keep track of the bill titles and their numbers. The Constitution still requires that we read them in open session, which the Secretary will do right now. In addition to that, then, I'll make the assignment announcements that the President pro tem has made. These are House bills that have passed the House for consideration by the Senate. First reading, please.
House Bill 1029, an act to authorize the publication of the names of certain delinquent taxpayers. House Bill 1116, an act to exempt bedding used for agricultural purposes from sales and use taxes. House Bill 1114, an act to amend provision limiting the time used to determine if a violation is a third or subsequent offense. 1186, an act to prohibit registered sex offenders from circulating petitions and to provide a penalty for the violation thereof. 1171, an act to establish a board to regulate certain emerging complementary health professionals with no current state regulatory board. 1183, an act to limit co-payment or co-insurance amounts for physical and occupational therapy services. 1190, an act to require legislative approval before a health insurance exchange is created or implemented. House Bill 1035, an act to allow the disclosure of the status of certain insurance investigations and examinations. 1121, an act to amend rate stability provisions to include plant additions. 1125, an act to clarify the definition of engaging in business in certain circumstances.
Thank you, ma'am. President Pro Tem has assigned. The President announces such assignments of House Bill 1035, 1121, 1125 to Commerce, to Health and Human Services, House Bills 1171, 1183, and 1190, to Judiciary 1114 and 1186, and assigned House Bill 1029 and 1116 to Taxation. Next up is our consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, our consent calendar is comprised of bills that have passed out of committee unanimously. Obviously, nobody opposed them. It's an efficiency mechanism. There's no debate on these bills, although people can ask questions. They may ask questions. The bill could be pulled for tomorrow if individuals wanted to debate it. Again, it's for efficiency purposes. Consent calendar, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 100, an act to modify the ethanol production incentive payment to include qualified producers of biobutanol. Senate Bill 111, an act to revise the mining permit fees.
I was asked if Senate Bill 111 would need to be pulled as a two-thirds, according to our Senate rules, and actually the fee is diminished, so it is not a two-thirds. Both bills may be taken up in consent. Senate Bills 100 and 111, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Thank you. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 100 and 111. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
Thank you. Senate Bills 100 and 111, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed approved. We have joining us now, on behalf of Senator Junkie, we'd like to welcome all of the Wagner government class students who were here, their instructor, Joe Kafka, and also our former page, I guess once a page, always a page, Jacqueline Jeffer. Would everybody please give them a round of applause? Thank you. Okay, we're on to the second reading of Senate bills. This is our debate calendar.
Senate Bill 11, an act to authorize the Governor's Office of Economic Development to create and administer a working capital loan program.
Senate Bill 11, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Nelson, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Senate Bill 11 was introduced by the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee on behalf of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. I had a personal opportunity to vet this legislation prior to the session, and I agreed, so I could agree that it would come through my committee. For 6 years, I ran a local economic development corporation in the city of Lead. The program which is addressed by this bill is exactly the type of funding that we tried to secure. On a much smaller scale, of course, we would apply to the Department of Agriculture for a rural development grant which we could lend and relend through the community. This comparatively small grant of $100,000 that LEED received back in 1998 is still at work many times over in the community of LEED. The heart of the matter of this bill is that GOED applied for and received a $13 million grant from the federal government, three equal installments of $4.3 million over 3 years. The bill enables GOED to accept and administer the money, to set up a fund to collect payments from the borrowers and administer the federal grant dollars. This will further define the program in an effort to be open and to allow the legislature to be part of the program to help small business in South Dakota. This legislation is a perfect fit for South Dakota Works. Not only does it allow our small businesses better access to working capital, it also provides the state with an opportunity to partner with the banking industry. By doing that, we are spreading any potential risks between the federally backed South Dakota Works program and the private lending industry. You all have a sheet on your desk with my name on it that gives details of this legislation. But the bottom line is that this requires no state dollars and gives South Dakota small business access to working capital that they need to grow and expand. Members of the Senate, I hope you can agree with me and vote to support Senate Bill 11. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Adelstein.
Mr. President, I would like to amend the bill. I have two amendments, but let's just discuss. The first one will be Senate Bill 11, Amendment 11OC corrected. We found a mistake in it.
And do you move it at this time, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. 11, Oscar Charlie, with a corrected note. Has the corrected version been distributed, sir?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Thank you. Comments on that motion to amend? Senator Adelstein.
Thank you very much. When the bill was brought to committee, we had a very excellent presentation by the secretary, and we were introduced to a number, a list of names, and introduced to a number of members of the Committee of South Dakota Works, outstanding South Dakotans representing business and industry. And we were told that any application, this is literally what we took, any application will come before the committee and will either be accepted or disapproved. Later on, during the discussion, I asked just how that approval and disapproval will take place, and I was told, well, actually, they are not the committee that will approve or disapprove, though we were told that we were. They are only an advisory committee. So what I'm proposing here is an amendment to do exactly what we were told the bill would do. The bill is silent on this issue. The governor will appoint this committee, and I have none of the advice and consent and all the complications of who the appointees will be. Certainly he can do it in his good judgment. But I think we have the committee, and that no loan may be made without the express approval of the committee, just as we were told it would be when the bill was presented.
Further remarks on the motion to amend 11, Oscar Charlie corrected. Any further remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I urge you to resist this amendment. This is all established in the bill with an agreement with the GOED, the State of South Dakota, and the Department of the Treasury. It's part of our agreement, and this is established with the South Dakota Works Loan Review Committee. The Loan Review Committee is structured to be timely and responsive so we can fully utilize the program and the businesses and get access to the capital they need to, again, grow and expand. This is an unnecessary layer of bureaucracy. There is already sufficient oversight with the Department of the Treasury, Legislative Audit, the Appropriations Committee, Government Audit and Operations, and many more. I urge you to resist this amendment and pass Senate Bill 11 unamended.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Adelstein speaks a second time? Senator Adelstein.
May I ask a question of the body?
Directed at an individual. Senator is our
I just want to see a show of hands of how many know what are in the bill that the state has signed with the federal government.
But that would be.
I won't ask the question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that I would not have any difficulty, particularly in this body, saying that from time to time, this state has signed agreements with the federal government of the United States which did not redound to the credit of either our character or our values or our pocketbooks. As far as I know, what we were told is that there is no such committee statutorily established. All I'm asking for is a very simple thing that we were told would happen, and I'm just putting this into the bill, just as we were told as members of this independent Senate body. Why to resist it? Because we have some federal funds somewhere, and we don't know what they entail. I hope you'll pass this amendment, and then we'll move on to the next one. Once again, just as we were told as members of this Senate.
Further remarks on Senator Adelstein's motion to amend. Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe I could ask a question of the sponsor of the bill.
Of the amendment?
Sponsor of the bill.
State your question, sir.
I thought I heard you say that the Appropriations Committee would be having oversight, and I would like to know where within this process that the Appropriations Committee would have oversight. If you
Senator Nelson, do you care to answer the question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Senator Hunstad, Appropriation Committee, supervision of funds under South Dakota Works are as follows, specifically to your question. Funds accepted and expended must be reported as required by South Dakota Codified Laws 4-7-7.2. Additionally, any legislative committee or legislative committee chair can request a condition statement of the fund. That is also in code.
Senator Hunstad, you have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you for the answer to that question. And it's been a little concern of mine as I looked at this that we didn't have much oversight. Perhaps you are on point there. I happen to serve with another senator in this body and two representatives as we oversee federal money that's run through the State Water Board. And in a few minutes, we're going to be looking at the Omnibus Water Bill, which is promoted by them, and legislators sit there. And do we anticipate some sort of an omnibus bill here in the same manner that goes through the Appropriations Committee? I guess is the question I'm trying to ask.
Is that a question of Senator Nelson?
If he can answer it, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will yield to Appropriation Member Senator Peters.
Senator Peters.
I guess I would, Mr. President. It's on. I will attempt to address your question. I can only imagine that this would be similar and treated the same as any other type of loan fund that we have, government operations and audit, through its annual reviews of all the funds. And we look at the Ready Fund and the Future Fund and all of those other types of loan programs and grant programs through the governor's office on a pretty regular basis. I can't see that this would be anything different. It would continue to be on the radar just as any other of these types of programs.
Senator Hunstad, you have the floor. Okay. Further remarks on Senator Adelstein's motion to amend. Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Adelstein speaks a third time? Senator Adelstein.
I have a question for Senator Peters.
State your question.
How often has the Appropriation Committee the Oversight Committee looked at the detail of the loans made by the Ready Fund, of which I used to be a member?
Senator Peters, do you care to answer the question?
I can attempt to answer that particular question. As far as the details, I don't know what you're asking for. If it comes to which loans are outstanding and what the repayment, if there's any default, we look at that on a pretty regular basis.
Further remarks on Senator Adelstein's motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Adelstein's motion to amend marked 11, Oscar Charlie corrected. Roll call's been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the Senate is Senator Adelstein's motion to amend Senate Bill 11, marked 11, Oscar Charlie corrected. Those in favor of that motion to amend will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
No.
Gray.
No.
Hansen.
No.
Haverly.
No.
Heineman.
No.
Holine. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston. Junkie.
No.
Kraus.
No.
Krebs.
No.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
No.
Norstrup.
No.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peters.
No.
Putnam.
No.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Grave.
No.
Roden.
No.
Schleckaway.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
No.
Thiessen.
No.
Valley.
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 11, nays 24.
Senator Adelstein's motion marked 11OC corrected. Having failed to receive a majority vote of the members present, it's hereby declared lost. Further remarks on Senate Bill 11. Senator Adelstein.
Mr. Chairman, I would move amendment 11OD.
Is there a second? And it has been distributed, sir?
Thank you.
It has been distributed, sir?
May I speak
okay.
to it?
Comments? Comments on that motion to amend?
Thank you very much. We had another interesting presentation to the committee. When this bill was presented to us, we were told that the purpose of the loan was to make loans in the amount of 10%, repeat, 10% of the capital of this request. 10%. Nowhere in the bill does it say that, but it certainly did in the handout sheet that we've been given that showed that should be the case. And we were told that the loans were to be made for working capital purposes. Later, the Secretary of the Department told me that, 10% of capital would be pretty small and we really couldn't do it. Well, why did they tell us 10%? So as a senator, I really want to give the department an opportunity to do what they said. Though we've just now ignored what they said, but that's not the issue. In discussing it with him, I did understand that it could be that 10% might be a little tight. However, the presentation to the committee only spoke of 10%, and then in questioning, they said it would be on a case-by-case process. Oh, and in some cases, it might be 2-to-1. Just a minute, that's 33%. That's not 10%. So what I have in this amendment, again, is just an attempt to make the bill read as we were told that it would read, and I concede that 10% might be low, so I raised it to 20%. Now, the other intriguing thing that came out in this handout is that it could be used for such things as cash, that's working capital, accounts receivable, those are capital. Inventories, those are working capital. And then all of a sudden we find that it might have to do with construction. Construction is clearly not working capital. But inasmuch as they told us that they want to do working capital, all I am doing by this amendment is giving us the oversight and the opportunity to hold the department to what they said in the committee. Now, if we're not interested in those details, that we can be told anything and then we'll vote, then I'll be very disappointed in the body. But I think I've said my piece on that, and I will not repeat it. This amendment speaks for itself. Working capital is clearly those assets that can be converted to cash or would be reasonably expected to be converted to cash within 12 months. No construction that I've ever known, and I've been in it all my life, can be converted to cash within 12 months. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I'd like to touch on the amendment, if I could, Mr. President. 11OD. I have some concerns on this particular amendment. For one thing, when you have economic development, this particular amendment would limit the opportunities of our entrepreneurs. The loan, the way I read the second line of this particular amendment, it says the loan constitutes less than 20% of the generally accepted accounting practices book value or net worth. When I started my business, when I had two small children in daycare and just right out of college, and my husband was just freshly newly employed, I got to be honest, our net worth was nothing. So less than 20% of nothing is still nothing, so I wouldn't have been able to get a loan. So we're holding people to in my opinion, a standard that is impossible in order to foster entrepreneurial endeavors. The other point that I guess, Mr. President, if I could address a little bit to the bill, which
granted.
Kind of a, thank
Latitude's
you.
Latitude's granted.
The way I understood the bill as it was written and the whole goal of the program that Senate Bill 11 is trying to deal with is the program deals with loan by loan, case by case, loan by loan, individuals, situation by individual situation. So we're not talking 20 to 1 or 2 to 1 every time. The goal of the program is to have the program at the end of the life of the program. At the end of the life of the grant, the ratio has to be 10 to 1. It's not going to mean that every loan is going to be 2 to 1. It's not going to mean that every loan is going to be 50 to 1. But it's going to be based on the individual situations of the individuals. And with that, I would stand down for questions, or I would urge your no vote on the 11OD, just because I think it defeats the purpose of what we're trying to accomplish with Senate Bill 11.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was concerned about this over the weekend, and I'd been reading it, knew it was coming up, and decided it was in my interest to try to figure out what was going on and listen through the entire testimony as it came before that committee. As I learned about it, and listening to the testimony, I took it to mean that the banks who were going to create the operating loan for this person that's starting up this business would have to take some interest in this, and that the purpose of this loan would be to help out to give the bank some shelter, and that our part, according to what I listened to, was going to be 10% if the bank came up with the 90%. This, in fact, is an enlargement of that, which says, say, we, through our loan program, will put up 20% and the bank only has to come up with 80, which would actually make this better. Perhaps I misunderstood what I heard in testimony. I clearly wasn't in committee. So I would like to hear someone who was in committee explain that part of it to me, if that would be okay.
Further remarks on the motion to amend 11, Oscar Delta. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the Senate is Senator Adelstein's motion to amend Senate Bill 11, marked 11, Oscar Delta. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
No.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
No.
Prerix.
No.
Frisley.
No.
Gray.
No.
Hansen.
No.
Haverly.
No.
Heineman.
No.
Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Liedemann, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrom, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley, Mr. President.
No, there she is.
Oh, Krebs. Mr. President, there were yeas 11, nays 24.
Senator Alstein's motion to amend, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members present, is hereby declared lost. We are back to Senate Bill 11. Further remarks on Senate Bill 11. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 11. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It requires a two-thirds majority vote for passage. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein?
No.
Bigalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Yes.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Liedemann,
no.
Maher,
no.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 29, 6 nays.
Senate Bill 11, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 114, an act to designate the American bison as the state mascot animal.
Senate Bill 114, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
President.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, on a lighter note, it is my pleasure to bring to you today Senate Bill 114, which is designed to elevate the American bison or buffalo to the status it deserves here in the state of South Dakota. It has become affectionately known as, you guessed it, the Buffalo Bill. Okay, wait for it. While there are truly many important things that we will try to do here during this legislative session, this may not be one of them, but I assure you it is not trivial. My original idea was to strip the title of the state animal from the coyote, or coyote, I guess it's called, and replace it with the buffalo. After all, the bison have been roaming these prairies for eons, one of the first real natives of our state. The buffalo sustained the native tribes here for centuries. The buffalo is a noble, majestic, and marketable beast. There is no coyote roundup in the fall in Custer State Park. There is no coyote gap near Hot Springs. There is no coyote South Dakota in the northwest corner of our state. There's no coyote chip campground. The coyote has never been on a coin, as far as I know, and I've yet to see coyote wings on a restaurant menu. But not long after I had this bill drafted, I was given copies of newspaper clippings which explained how the coyote became the state animal back in 1949 and how Governor George T. Nicholson designated Tootsie a pet coyote of a liquor store owner in my district in Deadwood as the state coyote. I was also given clippings from 1995 where this legislature defeated an attempt to change the animal from the coyote to the buffalo. So I was becoming less enthusiastic about changing the state animal, not just because of the historic significance of Tootsie in my home district, but also because of the misspent affection of many of you have for the coyote, those of you who spontaneously and somewhat annoyingly feel the need to shout out, "Go Yotes." But the coyote really deserves to be the state animal. I will not argue that. And Tootsie needs to continue to be the state coyote. But the buffalo deserves something special in the state as well. You know, I don't remember which intern it was. I suspect it was Hannah, that suggested that my little dog Baxter, who is a canine but not a coyote, be the Senate mascot. So, of course, mascot. The buffalo, our American bison, should become the official state mascot of the state of South Dakota. It elevates the buffalo to the status of recognition I feel it deserves and doesn't do anything to the coyote. With that, members of the Senate, I ask you to support Senate Bill 114. It was sent to State Affairs. It had no opposing testimony, no dissenting votes, and I hope that you go along with that and make the state mascot of South Dakota the buffalo, the American bison. Thank you, Mr. President, for the indulgence. Members of the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Nygaard, this will be interesting.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I concur with the good senator from Lawrence County. And I was quite concerned at some point during this process so far, because in my home county of Clay and Turner, we revere the coyote. And so I'm glad to see this bill move forward as a buffalo mascot and lead the coyote in that revered state that it well deserves all across this great state, and especially in Clay County.
Senator Adelstein.
While I support the amendment, I do want to help enlighten, and maybe some of you who don't have the advantage of living west of the river, in fact, probably most of you, I would like to give you some information which will be helpful. A friend of mine, one misty evening on his way to Game Lodge, saw a magnificent buffalo. He's a native of South Dakota, but nonetheless, he wanted to take that buffalo's picture. So he got out of his vehicle. And the buffalo proceeded to say that he should get back in the car, but he ignored him. And so it turned out that my friend was on one side of a tree looking eye to eye with a huge buffalo on the other side. And the thing that I would like, the reason I'm sharing this, is to tell you, as it happens, this friend was a very distinguished lawyer from Rapid City. The buffalo ended up pawing the ground and backing up. And the reason I'm telling you, if you ever have a really difficult lawsuit, I'll give you a name of an attorney that could eye to eye make a buffalo back up.
Senator Jackrabbit Tiedemann, are you gonna play in this animal fray?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I rise in opposition to this bill because the South Dakota state mascot is the jackrabbit, has been, will be, and will always be the mascot for South Dakota State. Thank you.
Senator Schleckaway, do you wish to play ball?
Thank you, Mr. President. My only comment is I got my idea for my first bill of next year, should I be reelected, and I want to designate, I grew up in Mobridge, fishing is king. The walleye should be our state fish.
It is.
Is it?
It's brilliant. I so decree. We don't need any.
I rest my case then, I guess.
It happened that fast. Any further cogent remarks? Hearing none. The question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 114. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein. Begalka. Bradford. Brown. Buell. Cutler. Frerichs. Frisley. Gray. Hansen. Haverly. Heineman. Holeen. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston. Junkie. Krause. Krebs. Lederman. Maher. Nelson. Nostrup. Nygaard. Olson. Peters. Putnam. Rampelberg. Rave. Roden. Schleckaway. Sutton. Tiedemann. Thiessen. Valley. Mr. President, there were ayes 25, nays 10.
Senate Bill 114, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Senator Nelson, do you move it this time? A title amendment on page 1, line 1, delete the word animal. So it would read American bison as the state mascot. Do you move that? All those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Oh, and by the way, go Yotes. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in recognizing the First Lady of the State of South Dakota, Linda Dugard. Thank you for being with us.
Senate Bill 45, an act to appropriate additional funds and to extend the availability appropriations to replace storage facilities at the Cottonwood Agricultural Experiment Station.
Senate Bill 45, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 45 appropriates $250,000 of additional dollars to complete the construction at the Cottonwood Research Facility. The original bill was passed in 2008, and they started the construction. They were well into it because they were adding on a laboratory and an office space with a restroom facility. They ran into soil problems. The soil out there is very difficult to work with, and they have to put down drilled piers, concrete piers, in order to support the foundation within the office complex. This building serves multiple purposes for livestock, for the laboratory, as well as the restroom and office. The percolation through the soil is so bad that they cannot tie into the septic system on the house, and so they run into a problem there. This would complete the project for the hoop barn and the office and lab building. The source of the funding comes from the pesticide registration fees that are designated for maintenance and repair for the agricultural experiment station. There are sufficient funds in that particular fund to cover the expense of the construction, and so I'd urge your positive vote. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on Senate Bill 45. Senator Bradford.
Mr. President, thank you. A question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Well, I'm highly torn. Is this located at Cottonwood, South Dakota, or is that just a name?
Senator Tiedemann, do you care to answer the question?
I will answer the question, Mr. President. Yes, it's located fairly close to Cottonwood, South Dakota, just west of Phillip.
Senator Bradford, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, because, as you know, Cottonwood has recently been added to my district, so I definitely up in support of this.
But for you, this bill would not pass. It's amazing. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 45. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. It requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher. Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, one nay.
Senate Bill 45, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. God bless you.
Senate Bill 195, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes, to revise the State Water Plan to authorize the construction and establish the State Cost Share for the Belfouche Irrigation Upgrade Project, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. Senate Bill 195, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. It's with a great honor that I call on Senator Putnam, who is the individual who first taught me about this bill. So, Senator Putnam.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. My hope is, of course, that you learned on that teaching, and I'm sure that'll apply here today when we vote. Thank you, Mr. President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I would bring you the Senate Bill 195, which is the annual governor's bill, which is called the Governor's Omnibus Water Bill. And it's an extremely important bill. As you could tell, the title of the bill has five lines in it. It's quite extensive. And I put a handout on your desk. The handout will be a colored sheet that shows the schematic, if you will, or how the dollars go and flow from Senate Bill 195. And on the opposite side of that, it will show you exactly this year the appropriations that we're making this year from that bill. But before I do that, water is a very important item in all of the United States of America, and certainly in South Dakota and over all the years. But we need to go back to the days of Ben Franklin, in which he was quoted as saying that in beer there is adventure, and in wine there is romance, but in water there is bacteria. Now, he made those statements many, many years ago, and based, I'm sure, upon the sickness and the health of those people who lived during those times. And you can imagine only that anything that you fermented, such as corn or something else, far outweighed the opportunity to get sick from water. So we've come a long way, haven't we? As you know, that when they homestayed out here in the great state of South Dakota, that they went to the bottom of the hills where there was a water or dredge or creek, and that's where they dug their wells. A lot of times not knowing what was there, sulfur, salts, the state of South Dakota's mascot droppings. Who knew what was in that water? And over the time, everything has evolved into purifying and making sure that water was not only good for the citizens of our great state, but the animal as well. And we're talking about the vast herds that we have in South Dakota, beef and cattle herds that use the rural water systems. But without ado, the drawing should explain most of it, and I'll try to explain the bill as quickly as possible. there are many pieces to the bill that do certain funding and they do certain things. Back in 1993 is when this bill was originally put in place, because before that, every one of the rural water systems or anybody in the municipalities or anyone that wanted to have water rights in South Dakota and develop water rights had to come to the legislature in front of the Appropriations Committee. And sometimes there were five and six of those folks came up here and asked for general funds out of the taxpayers' pocket to do this. It became, as you can see, a need for South Dakota to do something other than draw down our general funds and put in place the plan. And, of course, the plan is that colored schematic that you have on the back. And it was done by legislators in those days with great vision. And I hope that we can continue to go on with that. Each year this bill is put in place through the water planning process that ends with a public meeting conducted by the board. So each and every one of the requests that are on the back of this is put before the board. The board does an analyzation or analyzes these requests and then starts implementing the opportunity for those people to come and apply for dollars that are put forth from this bill. I was asked earlier how this happens, and that's exactly it. They go to the citizens of the state in those areas. They have to go to public information meetings, and then they start analyzing and getting things done through the Department of Natural Energy, or Department of Environment and Natural Resources. I'm an old fellow. We called it dirt and water in my day, but it's called the Department of Energy and Natural Resources, and so therefore it's put in place. $4 million of this is going to go to the Southern Black Hills Water System for our construction of the regional water system that covers all of Custer County and portions of Pennington and Fall River. The additional dollars you will see under here is for the Belle Fouche Irrigation Upgrade Project to the State Water Resources Management component to this plan. And that's a $5 million grant where a state cost share will be committed for this project. I should say that, as you well know, in North Dakota now, there's a vast amount of water being used up there for the oil fields. We were concerned, and certainly the board is too, as to whether or not any of that water from our South Dakota basins would be used in that concern. And at the moment, there is nothing in this bill that would recognize that. Solid waste, recycling, and regional landfill projects are already listed on the other side of this bill. And as you can see, going down through the ladder, it will total the amount of $17.5 million, the appropriation for this bill. None of it is general funds. It all comes from that drawing that's on the back that is put in place solidly to be sure that we have water in South Dakota. The governor's omnibus water funding bill has a long history since 1993 of successfully helping all the local projects build these water and solid waste projects. It is good for our state. It is good for our people. I hope you can see your way clear to vote for this bill, and I would urge your support of Senate Bill 195. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on Senate Bill 195? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 195. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holine, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
Thank you. Senate Bill 195, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title deemed approved. Second reading of House bills, please.
House Bill 1011, an act to revise the definition of domestic use of water.
House Bill 1011, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon. Senator Cripps.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're not changing in House Bill 1011 the amount of water that is used for stock watering. It's revising the language, specifically what is classified as domestic use of water. We're talking here as far as domestic use of water, which there is no need for a water permit as long as you are using and utilizing 18 gallons per minute of water. In statute, it doesn't clarify or specifically state that stock watering, watering that is used for livestock purposes, is for, it's vague, stating that it may be just only used for the watering of livestock. We take and further clarify with this particular bill the language that says the use of the water not to exceed 18 gallons per minute will be for an average daily basis of livestock in a confinement operation. It includes water for drinking, but also sanitary and general welfare purposes and the like purposes for those caring for livestock in a domestic use. So we want to make sure that we've clarified that it's not just for the drinking use of the stock, but also for such as your watering down, washouts, and sanitary use as a clarification, as long as you're under 18 gallons per minute.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1011. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
House Bill 1011, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senator Rave moves that House Bill 1056 be placed to follow House Joint Resolution 1001 on today's calendar.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
House Joint Resolution 1001. A joint resolution proposing and submitting to the electors of the next general election an amendment to Article 17 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to corporations.
HJR 1001, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Cutler. Good to see you.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. It's good to see you and honorable members of the Senate. HJR 1001 is brought to us by the State Bar of South Dakota and on behalf of also various business groups who seek to modernize some of the outdated language and concepts found in Article 27, Section 1 of our Constitution. It will put these constitutional changes on the 2012 ballot, and if passed, it will remove some of the outdated mandates related to cumulative voting, what qualifies as consideration for corporate shares, and the antiquated requirement of 60-day notice for increase of debt. Additionally, it will properly vest the authority to regulate corporations within the legislature. This flexibility is essential to enhance economic development and the speed at which business is done today. HJR 1001 is a positive step for doing business in South Dakota, and I urge your support of HJR 1001. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of HJR 1001. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
HJR 1001, having received a majority vote, the members elect is hereby declared passed.
House Bill number 1056, an act to revise certain provisions of the South Dakota Business Corporations Act regarding the issuance of shares and cumulative voting for directors.
House Bill 1056, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Welcome back, Senator Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. President, and once again, members of the body. Upon passage of HJR 1001 by the voters next fall, HB 1056 updates our revised Model Business Corporations Act allowed by HJR 1001 and will codify those changes. It will appropriately vest power in the legislature for corporate governance. It will allow the changes to what may serve as consideration for shares in a corporation, and it allows the investors to determine what is the most appropriate method of electing its directors. HB 1056 will help keep South Dakota competitive and welcoming as a situs for new corporations. And with that, I ask for your favorable support of HB 1056.
Thank you, ma'am. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1056. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 35.
House Bill 1056, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. I have a number of bills to sign, so just so that you could get going, we'll have announcements now. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, those of you who were on the floor last week know my alarm on my phone went off. Even if it's on silent, it doesn't matter. The alarm went off. Anyway, there's cookies over in the Senate lobby for those of us that heard my alarm.
Senator Johnston.
Good afternoon. Senate Education tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations tomorrow morning, 8:25 to 9:30 is BFM, and 9:30 to noon is UJS. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services will going back into hearings as immediately after session in 4:14.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce and Energy tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, 4:23 our regular time, and we also have an additional meeting scheduled 7 a.m., Room 412 on Wednesday.
Thank you. Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not that brutal. Just tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. for Senate Ag.
Senator Thiessen. Yes, sir.
Senate Judiciary will meet at 7:45 and continue at noon if necessary. Thank you.
Very good. Any other announcements? President is required under the Constitution to state bills that have passed House and the Senate, read their titles in open session as he signs. An act to revise the limitation on the increases and decreases that may be made to the total taxable value of cropland and non-cropland. That's House Bill 1003. President signing an act to require public hearings for applications for oil and gas orders only if contested and to reduce the number of hearing notice publications required for oil and gas cases. That's House Bill 1012. President signing an act to repeal certain obsolete statutes regarding the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. That's House Bill 1013. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Johnson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.